Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Beauty for Ashes with your host, Prophet Kyle T. Miller.
He gives beauty for ashes, strength for fear, gladness for mourning, peace for despair.
Good evening and welcome to Beauty for Ashes. I'm your host, Prophet Kyle Miller. The Bible says in Isaiah 61:3 that the Lord Jesus will give us beauty for ashes, an oil of joy for mourning, and a garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. So that matters. That means no matter what challenges, trials, tribulations, or any other thing that the enemy tries to pose in our way, that we are victors in Christ Jesus, that he has given us the ability to triumph over the powers of the enemy, and that we have power to subdue anything that opposes itself against the kingdom of our dear Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen and amen, amen and amen. I'm so happy to be with you all this evening. I was just a little late. I was coming from a Bible study and got on in, and I want to looking forward to meeting with you all this evening. If you would, I'd ask if you would share the Blog Talk program with your family and friends. I'm about to post it on my Facebook page. If you follow me, hopefully, at let me get on my Facebook page at Prophet Kyle T. Miller, and that's at Facebook. If you go to Facebook/Prophet Kyle T. Miller, you can add me and follow me on Facebook. And what I'm going to do is I'm about to post a link right now. And if you would, share this link with some of your family and friends. Maybe your family and friends need to be encouraged tonight. They need to hear a word from the Lord. And here it is. I'm just now posting it right now where you can actually share this. And I'm going to ask that if you would, share this with your family and friends so that they can be blessed by the Lord, what God is saying for 2016. Those of you who are just now joining me, maybe this is your first time hearing me, this is a Blog Talk Radio show where basically I minister to you what I sense the Lord is saying, and then I also give you the opportunity to call in and ask questions or have comments, or if you have prayer requests or anything of that nature, I then minister to you. In about 30 minutes, I'll open up the phone lines and give an opportunity for you to call in and ask your questions or comments, concerns, or anything of that nature. At you can call in at the guest call-in number 347-996-3442, and there you can call me and ask questions concerning the show and other things of that nature. But I did want to come back and visit with you a little bit again, clarify some things, put some things in scripture context concerning what I said last year, and then kind of do like a recap. Also, too, if you ever want to, you can always go to the archives of my show. If you go to Blog Talk Radio /Prophet Kyle T. Miller, there you can listen to the archives. And then if by some chance you do receive a personal prophecy from the Lord, you had the opportunity to get receive your personal prophecy, you can actually go back to the archives, and then you can get your personal prophecy on CD. I also, too, want to make you aware, those of you who may not be aware, I do also have my website, ProphetKyle.com. So at ProphetKyle.com, there you can request a personal prophecy if you're interested in prophetic counseling, if you'd like to subscribe to the prophetic newsletters that I send out. You have an opportunity to do so there at my website as well. So hopefully I have an opportunity to minister and make contact with you some other way. Also, too, when you go to my website, if you'll click on the, I think it's called the Media tab, There there's a link to the Blog Talk Show, and it also gives you a link to all of the radio stations that I'm on. I come on in 5 different markets across the United States. I have a radio show that airs in Pittsburgh, Indianapolis, Pensacola, Florida, Mobile, Alabama, Richmond, Virginia. So those are all different areas where you can also listen to the show and be blessed as well. Amen and amen. Well, I'm so happy to be with you this evening. Last week I began to teach, and if you haven't heard it, you can go back and listen to the archive, what God is saying for 2016. And the main thing that the Lord specifically gave me was, the joy of the Lord is your strength. The joy of the Lord is your strength. And what the Lord was saying is that in this season for 2016, he's going to impart into his covenant children, he's going to impart a spirit of joy. And that this joy was not going to be a natural joy, but it was going to be a supernatural joy that would give us the strength and the endurance to continue. What the Lord also said was that 2016, and particularly the first half from now until he said until around actually September, things were going to be kind of rocky. The Lord said that there was going to be a lot of challenges that we're going to be encountering in the nations. But he said that what he was going to do was he was going to endue us, his covenant believers, with a supernatural peace that would come from his joy, and that this joy would give us supernatural strength. And as we were demonstrating the character and the attitude and the fortitude of the Lord by demonstrating his joy in the midst of chaos, that this was literally going to cause the world to take notice and draw their attention to God, because they would see a representation of God within his covenant people, which is us. You know, the Lord also said that there's also going to be a supernatural favor that is upon the body of Christ for this season. And he said that he's going to enable us and endue us with the gift of faith. And he said that this gift of faith was going to, and when I talk about the gift of faith, I'm talking about the gift of faith that's mentioned in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, you know, which is basically, it's a spiritual gift of faith. It's different from saving faith. You know, the scripture says that we were given faith to receive salvation, for with confession, salvation is made. With heart, man believes into the righteousness, and with the mouth, confession is made into salvation. Okay, so then there's a saving faith. Then there's a faith, that's received as we receive the baptism into Christ. The scripture said we've all been given a measure of faith by which we are saved. So there's a saving faith. And then the scripture said, you know, Jesus said this way. He said that if we have faith the size of a mustard seed, let me rephrase that. It doesn't say that. It says if we have faith as a mustard seed, not the size of a mustard seed. That's actually been taught incorrectly. But the scripture says if we have faith as a mustard seed, which means, you know, if we have faith that was as small as a mustard seed, that faith would continually grow. And scripture says we've all been given the measure of faith. Okay. So, but I'm talking about something different. As it's mentioned in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, it talks about the spiritual gifts, and it says some has been given faith. And that faith is a supernatural gift of faith that allows us or gives us the ability to believe God for things that we ordinarily would not be able to believe in the natural. That's a special faith. That's a special faith. And so the Lord is saying in this season that he's going to impart special faith into his believers. And what the Lord told me was that special faith, for some, it would be for a reason. Like, for instance, maybe, you know, a pastor needs special faith to, build a new building, or you need special faith to, you know, receive a miracle from the Lord. That would be for a reason. And then the Lord says that some would receive the gift of faith for a season, meaning that the gift or the manifestation of special faith would be there for a season, meaning it would be there for an extended period of time, to do a particular duty or to take care of a particular task. But then the Lord says, and there were others that they would receive the gift of faith for a lifetime. And that would be those people who, as part of their apostolic call, their prophetic call, or those people who are called, who had a particular calling where they needed the gift of faith, that gift of faith, that the person who received that gift, they would be able to draw upon that gift for a lifetime, because it would be for the manifestation of to do a particular task or do particular things that were, in a line with their ministry. So, for example, I'll give you an example of someone who had the gift of faith for a lifetime. That would be Smith Wigglesworth. You know, the scripture talks about all the dynamic miracles and things, and how he was able to just believe God for, just incredible things that other people couldn't believe God for. That was a special faith that he had for a lifetime. That was part of his apostolic prophetic call, was that he was called to operate and demonstrate the gift of special faith. That's a gift of special faith. So the Lord says in this season, he's going to impart the gift of faith, some for a reason, some for a season, and then others for a lifetime. Now, the other scripture the other area that the Lord was sharing with me was concerning the salvation of loved ones. And the Lord told me, and he specifically told me, that he wanted me to share this with the people tonight who are listening, is that this is going to be the season also by which God is going to begin to start bringing your lost loved ones home, and that God is going to begin to start bringing your loved ones, those people who you've been believing will receive salvation and who will receive Christ. God says he's going to begin to start bringing them into the body of Christ. And the Lord says that, we've heard it prophesied for a long time about how God is bringing harvest. But the Lord wanted me to share with you that 2016 is going to be the year where we're going to begin to see and experience the harvest of lost loved ones, that God was going to begin to start bringing people back to the Lord in droves. We're going to begin to really start seeing a restoration of the body of Christ, and we're going to also start seeing our loved ones come to know Christ. And the scripture he gave me was in Malachi 3, chapter, verse 5, familiar passage. And he talks about how, behold, I'm going to send you Elijah the prophet before the coming of the great and terrible day of the Lord. Now, this is something that's really important, because we think about Elijah. Elijah was a prophet that came to prophesy, and he prophesied to Israel, sharing with them that, the evil of their sins, and how, at that particular time, Israel had Jezebel and Ahab were in control. And most biblical historians believe that Ahab and Jezebel were probably two of the most wicked leaders that the nation had ever had. And so Elijah was a prophet that came and spoke out against Ahab and Jezebel, and Ahab and Jezebel's relentlessness, I guess, at serving, pagan gods and practicing witchcraft. And so Elijah came out to preach against that. And remember, he even preached judgment upon the nation, said that, for 3 years this country will not rain. And the scripture says that God held up the rain for 3 years. And then after 3 years, Elijah came out again and said, that now it's going to rain. And the scripture said first he didn't see anything, and the Lord told him to go out, and he went out again. And then finally he said he looked in the sky and he saw a cloud the size of a fist, and it began to rain. But Elijah was a powerful prophet who spoke and declared and decreed the word of the Lord, and he even spoke and decreed words concerning the nation and the country. Now, this was the other thing that the Lord shared with me about 2016, is that the Lord is beginning to impregnate his prophets. And in the mouth of the prophets, they're going to have the prophet is going to speak words that are going to happen instantaneously. You know, and this is not going to be the season where, you know, we get the prophetic word or we hear the prophetic word and, you know, we say, okay, I'm going to put that on the shelf and I'm going to think about that and whatever. But the Lord is saying that when the prophet begins to start speaking in this season, that God is anointing the tongue of that prophet, and that when that prophet begins to speak that word, those words are going to begin to start happening immediately. Amen. So God is going to endorse his prophets like he has in times past. And the prophets, when they speak that word, it's going to have tremendous authority and tremendous power. So Elijah, he now is his prophet, and so now Malachi is reflecting on that. He says, behold, I'm going to send you Elijah the prophet before the coming of the great and terrible day of the Lord. Now, we know that this most immediately turned out to be John the Baptist. That John the Baptist was that forerunner of Christ, and the scripture even says it, that John the Baptist was as Elijah the prophet. And so we always see that before the Jesus ministry comes on the scene, we always see an Elijah ministry that comes before it. And that Elijah ministry is always that ministry that comes with repentance, that comes to prepare people through repentance to prepare the way for the Lord. So whenever we see anything great where the Lord is about to come on the scene in a great and a mighty way, we always see that Elijah ministry come from before it. So we saw with John the Baptist. John the Baptist came on the scene, the scripture said, preaching repentance, just like Elijah came preaching repentance to Israel because they were under the leadership of Ahab and Jezebel, who worshiped and served false gods and practice witchcraft. And so then we saw Elijah, he comes on the scene in the form of John the Baptist to prepare people in the way for Jesus. Now, we also see in the late 1800s, we saw John Alexander Dowie preaching repentance, preparing the way for the Great Healing Revival. Or we see William Branham that preached repentance in the late 40s, going into the early 50s, preaching repentance in preparation for the Pentecostal revival, and then later the Charismatic Renewal. So we always see, in times like this, we've always seen that Elijah ministry, not saying that these people were Elijah, but they come in that same anointing of Elijah, preparing people for the coming of the Lord. And that's what we're seeing now. And it's a prophet right now that's preaching repentance who's coming in the form of Elijah. I'm not going to say his name, but he's somebody that's definitely in the forefront of ministry right now. And people say, well, why is he always preaching these gloom and doom prophecies? But, you know, there always has to be an Elijah before Jesus comes on the scene. There's always going to be an Elijah to preach before Jesus comes on the scene. You know, and Jesus' ministry is different. You know, Elijah comes with repentance. Jesus comes with power, and, you know, and redemption and grace. But there's always that Elijah ministry that has to prepare the way for Christ's ministry. And so in this scripture in Malachi, verse 5, I think it's chapter 4, verse 5, he says, behold, I'm going to send you Elijah the prophet before the coming of the great and terrible day of the Lord, and he will restore the hearts of the fathers to their children and the hearts of the children to their fathers, so that I would not come and smite the land with a curse. And so what the Lord was telling me in this season of 2016, this is exactly what we're going to see. As Elijah ministry comes forth to bring repentance, afterwards we're going to see a great revival of people, of children, and coming back to the Lord. Amen. That we're going to see many of our brothers and our sisters and our cousins, our uncles and daughters and family members, we're going to see a great, great repentance, and we're going to begin to start seeing our family come to the Lord. Amen. And in droves. Amen. So while we're seeing these different challenges that are going to take place in 2016, we're going to see a great repentance within the earth, and we're going to see a great, massive amount of people begin to start worshiping, serving God, and coming back to the Lord. So I know we've heard this prophecy for a long time that God is going to begin to start bringing in our loved ones. But I'm telling you, beloved, in 2016, this is going to be the year where we're going to start to really, really see our children, our brothers, our sisters, our mothers, our fathers, our family members come into the body and come and worship and serve the Lord. Amen. 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 Now, another thing I wanted to bring some clarity on, because there's an anointed prophet that I really, really admire, and he administered a word Monday on the Word Network, and he was talking about how the Lord is going to bring great weeping, upon the prophets and the ministers are going to begin to start repenting and coming back to the Lord. And as this weeping comes upon our leaders, we're going to begin to start seeing a massive influx of people coming to the Lord, because they'll see the brokenness and the humility of our leaders. And so I begin to seek that, and I said, okay, now, Lord, you said the joy of the Lord is our strength, and then this apostle is saying that there's also going to be weeping. And the Lord just so clearly gave me a context for it, and it's in Nehemiah, and it's in Nehemiah 8, and it's the scripture that talks about the joy of the Lord is our strength. And I want to teach this in context, and I want to explain something to you. And I'll be opening the phone lines in about 5 or 10 more minutes. I'm going to teach for a little bit more. Let me give you the number, and you can call in if I can find my number, y'all. I got too many windows up. You can call in at 347-996-3442, and I'm going to open the phone lines in probably about another 10 minutes. But I was kind of giving a context, because this apostle that I admire a lot, he was talking about how God is going to begin to bring weeping upon the leadership. And the Lord showed me a pattern in Scripture and how this all fits together, how the joy of the Lord will be our strength, and yet how there will also be weeping, which almost seems to be simultaneously. And I wanted to read this scripture to you and put it in context. Because, you know, I truly do believe, I know that the scripture says, behold, I do a new thing, but I truly do believe that whatever prophetic word that God has given us, there's a pattern for it in Scripture. It might not necessarily be exactly what we're discussing, but we should be able to find some type of pattern in Scripture. Now, this was in Nehemiah 8, starting in verse 1. Let me kind of set the scene. Nehemiah had been given a commission to rebuild the wall. And basically at this point in time, this was after Israel had been in Babylonian captivity. And so Israel had spent about 70 years in Babylonian captivity, and that was basically where Babylon had pretty much kidnapped all of Israel, had unfortified the city and took over. And so Nehemiah had been working in the king's court in Babylonia, and he began to weep because he began to recognize that, you know, although he was prospering there in Babylonia, that Israel needed to be rebuilt. You know, it needed to be rebuilt, not only building the wall, but building the temple. Ezra and Nehemiah were basically contemporaries. Ezra, not contemporaries, Nehemiah first, and then Ezra. Nehemiah had the commission of building the wall, and then Ezra worked towards rebuilding the temple. But Nehemiah and them had made the decision. Nehemiah had spoken to, the rest of Israel about rebuilding the wall, and so he began to commence to building the wall, and so they decided that they would get together one day and they would read the scriptures, okay, and starting verse 1 of Nehemiah 8, all the people came together as one in the square before the water gate, and they told Ezra, the teacher of the law, to bring the book of the law of Moses, which the law had commanded for Israel. So on the first day of the seventh month, Ezra the priest brought the law before the assembly, which was made up of men and women and all who were able to understand it. He read it aloud from daybreak till noon as he faced the square before the water gate. in the presence of the men, women, and others who could understand, and all the people listened attentively to the book of the law. Now, let me share something about this. This was very, very precious because, you know, we take for granted now that we can just pick up a Bible and read it whenever we wanted to. But, you know, really, until the 1600s when Gutenberg, you know, started printing Bibles, you know, typically the only time that really people could hear the printed word was when they went to church. You know, and even going all the way back to this time in Bible times, the only time people were able to hear the scripture was when they went to the temple. And, you know, there hadn't been a temple in over 70 years. And so these people had gone for years and years and decades without being able to hear the word of God. And so now they all assemble together while building the wall and preparing to build a temple, and they were now hearing this scripture that they had not heard in decades, that generations and generations of people had not heard the word. Verse 2, so on the first day of the seventh month, Ezra the priest brought the law before the assembly, which was made up of men and women, all who were able to understand, and he read it aloud from daybreak till noon as he faced the square before the water gate in the presence of the men, women, and others who could understand, and all the people listened attentively to the book of the law. So it was very precious. And then Ezra, the teacher of law, stood on a high wooden platform built for the occasion. Beside him on the right hand stood Mattathiah, Shema, Ananiah, Uriah, Hilkiah, and Messiah, and on his left were Padiah, Mishael, Malachiah, Hashem, Hashabanana, Zechariah, Meshulam. And Ezra opened the book. This is verse 5. And all the people could see him because he was standing above them. And as he opened it, the people stood up. Ezra praised the Lord, the great God, and all the people lifted their hands and responded, Amen, Amen. And then they bowed down and worshiped the Lord with their faces to the ground. So the word was going forth in power, and it was really blessing and ministering to the people. Verse 7, and the Levites, Jeshah, Benah, Shibra, Jamin, Akub, Hashabadai, Hodiah, Mashiah, Kalita, Azariah, Jozebab, Hannah, Peliah, instructed the people in the law while the people were standing there, and they read from the book of the law of the Lord, making it clear and giving the meaning so that the people understand what was being read. So they were not only reading the scripture, but they were doing like preachers. They were, you know, and good teachers. They were breaking it down so that the people could understand. And in verse 9, and then then Nehemiah, the governor, Ezra, the priest, and the teacher of law, and the Levites, who were instructing the people, said to them all, This day is holy to the Lord your God. Do not mourn or weep, for the people have been weeping as they listened to the words of the law. So we see right there, that's the context of the apostle. The apostle was teaching Monday on the Word Network. He talked about the leaders. They began to weep, and they began to weep because they had not heard the word taught like that before. And the scripture talks about how the word was it was being broke down to where it was understood, and it was becoming rhema to the people. And the people, because they had not heard the word in so long, that they began to weep. Amen. And so the Lord began to clarify and show me that, you know, that's how the word will be in this season, is that as that word is going forth, people will begin to be moved with compassion, and they'll begin to weep, and they'll begin to, their hearts will begin to become humble before the Lord, because they'll see and they'll recognize and they'll understand the Lord's word and what he's saying. Okay, and then verse 10, then Nehemiah said, Go and enjoy choice food and sweet drinks, and send some to those who have nothing prepared. This day is holy to our Lord. Do not grieve, for the joy of the Lord is your strength. Do not grieve, for the Lord, the joy of the Lord is your strength. So the Lord said, so what the Lord was sharing with me is that he's going to first allow our hearts to become tender, and through that tenderness and that humility, we shall weep. But after weeping, the Lord says that he's going to bring great joy to his people. And the Lord says that joy is going to be our strength. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. And the Lord says so much so that when we see these different challenges and things happening, God says we're not to get worried, we're not to get fearful, because God says he's going to endue us with a supernatural power of joy. And the Lord began to share with me also that as the trials and tribulations, you know, as people are experiencing trials and tribulations, that we'll be their rock, we'll be their refuge to people, we'll be the demonstration of who Christ is here in the earth realm. And the Lord says that when we find ourselves facing great challenges this season, and we don't know what to do, God says that we can call out to him and we can ask him that he would give us a supernatural grace, that he would give us a supernatural, he would endue us with a supernatural joy. And God says that that joy will be our strength in this season. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So before I open up the phone lines, if you would like to receive an impartation of God's supernatural joy, I'd just like you to agree with me and pray. I'm going to pray right now. I'm going to ask that he imparts that supernatural impartation of joy into our lives right now. Amen. So Heavenly Father, I thank you for those who are listening, who are in agreement with this prayer. And Father, I thank you, Lord, that the joy of the Lord shall be our strength. And Father, Lord, you said with the heart we believe it, and with the mouth confession is made into salvation. So that same principle works in the area of impartation as well, Lord. So we believe in our heart, Lord, that you are imparting into us supernatural joy. And we confess with our mouth, Lord, that we have received the joy of the Lord. So just say that after me. Just say, Lord, I receive the joy of the Lord. Say it. Let's say it two more times. Lord, I receive the joy of the Lord. Lord, I receive the joy of the Lord. Amen, 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 amen. So, Father, we thank you, Lord. We receive your joy. And, Lord, we go forth with strength and power. And, Father, we will be fortitude and ready to receive everything that you have for us in this season, and we'll be ready to move forward on whatever you call us to walk in. And so we thank you, Lord, in Jesus' precious name, amen and amen and amen. All righty. Well, with that being said, let's open up the phone lines and see what Father has to say. All right, caller. First caller, you're 3395. You're live and on the air.
Hey, Prophet Kyle. This is Tamara.
Hey, Tamara, what's going on?
Nothing. How are you doing?
I am well.
Good.
Yes. Yeah, and we were supposed to schedule some time to. Ma'am?
I said, the joy of the Lord is my strength.
Amen. Yeah, we were supposed to talk later. Was it today or tomorrow?
It was last night.
Oh, okay. Okay. So I asked for your forgiveness.
It's okay. We can reschedule. Not a problem.
Okay then. Good deal. If you're ready, if you're available on Friday.
I am.
Okay, good deal. Well, how can I help you?
Well, before I called, I felt a little discouraged, but now I feel better after making that confession.
Praise God.
And so I am encouraged. And just want to know what the Lord is saying for my 2016.
Well, 2016 is going to be a banner year for you. You've got two different irons in the fire. One of them I know about, which is your business. And I know about that. But then the Lord says also, too, along with your business, there's a new expansion in your ministry. And the Lord says that he's going to open up another door for you. I know, you know, from counseling you that you've been, that you for a time played for a church and things of that nature. And the Lord says he's about to place you within a prophetic ministry. Go ahead.
I was just saying, amen.
Yeah, he's about to place you in a prophetic ministry. This ministry, you'll be ministering in song. You'll also be ministering as a psalmist. God says you never really have considered yourself as a singer, but God says he's going to anoint your voice, you know, as well as your musician ability. God says you're going to be singing a lot more in this season. And God says you're going to start being known not only for your instrumentation, but also for your singing. God says He's putting a new song in your mouth, and He's touching your tongue with the spirit of prophecy. So, Father, we thank You for that in Jesus' name. God says you're going to find that the prophecy is going to begin to rise up within you. And as the scripture says, that He's going to give you rivers of living water. God says that's how the prophetic is going to be in you. God says you're just going to begin to open your mouth, and you're going and the words are going to come out. It's not going to be anything you had to labor for, you had to concentrate on. It's just you'll begin to start speaking to people. And it's like the Lord says, He'll take over your tongue, and you'll begin to start speaking and decreeing the word of the Lord. And the Lord says that the words that you speak are going to sometimes shock people. They're going to call people to repentance, but they're also going to cause people to marvel and be in amazement, because the Lord says that there'll be those who will say, I did not recognize, I did not know that the Lord still spoke to His people this way. Because the Lord says the clarity and the piercingness of, it's going to be very piercing and very clear and very accurate, the words that you speak. And people are going to ask you, they're going to say, well, what school did you go to? Where did you come from? What did you do? How did you get to this point? But God says it's just My grace, and God says I'm giving it to My people in this season. And even as I said that My prophets will speak with a greater clarity in this season, the Lord says you'll be part of that company. And that is the word of the Lord.
Amen. Amen.
Yeah. The Lord says brace yourself for the blessings as well. God says you've sown much. God says now you're about to reap much. God says begin to put together your desire list. And God says I'm going to cause you to acquiesce some things through your faith that even money cannot purchase, whether that be relationships, restoration, and healing, says the Spirit of God. Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Yep.
Thank you, Lord.
Yep. And Lord says, I'm sending My angel of breakthrough to you even right now. God says an angel of breakthrough is coming your way right now. God says the angel is going to go forth. God says by this time next week, you're going to have a major breakthrough in a particular area that you've been believing Him for. You're going to see a major breakthrough, And it's going to be something that's going to be so obvious that it's God, because it would have been no way that you could bring it up and manufacture it on your own, but only through the Spirit of God, says God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Yeah, yeah. Amen. Your best days are ahead. Thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Amen.
Thank you. So I look forward to counseling with you on Friday.
Okay.
Amen. God bless you. Did you have any other questions or anything?
No, sir.
Okay.
We can talk Friday.
Okay.
Amen.
God bless you. Thank you, Tammy.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. All right, my next caller, you're at 0156.
Maria from Syracuse, New York.
Hey, Maria. What goes on in Syracuse? We spoke last week, didn't we?
No, 2 weeks ago.
Okay, 2 weeks ago. So what's been going on since then? Any testimonies?
I keep on getting visions and dreams. And I read in the Bible in Numbers 12:6. And he said, hear my words, if there were a prophet among you, I, the Lord, will make myself known unto them in a vision, and will speak unto him in a dream.
Mm-hmm.
So is God calling me to be a prophet as well as an evangelist or something?
Probably. Are you functioning in ministry now?
Well, somebody asked me to join a ministry and prophesy for them.
Okay. Because
I'm doing so well in the training, huh?
Okay, good. So you've been going through some trainings now they've asked you to join the ministry?
Yeah.
Okay.
I've been doing really well in it, too.
Good. I see you, what the Lord, I'm hearing the Lord say it's a prophetic teacher. there's a gift of prophecy and the prophetic. There's also a teaching gift as well. God says that I'm going to give you an ability to clarify scriptures, in particular scriptures that have not been properly understood. God's going to give you a grace for you to teach the scriptures to people and put things in context to where people understand the word for this season. You know, sometimes people, when they hear scripture, it's almost a disconnect because they hear it and they say, okay, yeah, that makes sense for then, but that's not applicable to now. But the Lord says mm-hmm. that's not true. He says that my word is ever breathing. It's ever it's ever ready, and it's always relevant, you know, and it takes on the context for those people who hear it in that particular season. And God says you're going to be the one who's going to be able to teach, you know, what the scripture talks about is present truth, where it's always been in the scripture, but you're able to understand it for how it's applicable to this particular season. And it's like the light bulb is going to come on for a lot of people, and they're going to begin to start understanding the word like they never have before. God says that your dreams are going to begin to start changing, that meaning that the dreams that you're given now, he's been allowing you to become acquainted with how he speaks and how he moves. God says the dreams are really going to begin to take on it's like a weapon of warfare type mode, where he's going to show you something, and then it's going to be of something to come for you to pray about. And God says you'll be able to thwart a lot of the different snares that the enemy has set up for people by praying through what God shows you in dreams.
Amazing.
Yeah.
And I just had this one vision that I just don't understand.
Okay. What was it?
In short, there's this a flat screen TV is playing, and this little boy unplugged it, and then I used the
okay. It was a flat screen TV. The flat screen TV, and you were watching like a show or something with a little boy?
No, the little boy, the TV was playing, and then this little boy came out of nowhere and unplugged the cable out of the wall.
Oh, okay.
And I used a wooden wrench to put it back on, but then a lightning came through the house. A wind pushed me and the little boy back so we wouldn't get hit by the lightning, and then I woke up.
Okay, so you say you were watching the TV, the little boy unplugged it, and then what happened?
I tried to use a wooden wrench to put the cable back on.
Okay.
And then lightning came through the wall in the house, and then a wind pushed me and the boy back.
Oh, okay. Okay, so what that's saying is that there's something that's trying to restrict your vision. And, you know, it's like God is trying to give you vision on something, but something is trying to restrict your vision. And God is saying you're not going to be able to acquire his vision by using old methods. And that was symbolic by the wooden wrench, you know, wooden being something old, something antique. And so the Lord said, and then the Lord, through the wind of his spirit, he pushed you back. Meaning that God is saying that he's going to be the one that's going to push you into this new vision, and it's not going to be something that you're going to be able to access using old methods. You know, like some people tell you, oh, well, for you to get closer to God or for you to do this, you got to do this and that, something else. But the Lord is saying that the way in which he's going to allow you to acquire his vision and acquire the vision to be able to see is not going to be through old methods, but it's going to be something fresh. It's going to be something new.
Okay.
Because there's also, because are you, let me ask you this, are you seeing in the spiritual realm now? Do you like, do you,
sometimes,
like, do you have?
A little, I see, like at church sometimes, the spirit's really moving, I see little angels, just a little bit of the angel, just a little bit. That's all, that's really all.
Yeah, so what you do is when you experience that, just go ahead and submit to it and just say, you know, Lord, you know, open my eyes to see what it is that you want to see, you know, because, you know, however way in which people have told you you can access spirit, the things of the spirit, God says that's not the way he's going to do it in your life. It's going to be something totally new. So just, you know, say, hey, you know, when you start seeing the manifestation of those spiritual things, just say, hey, okay, Lord, you know, open my eyes to see as you want me to see. And God says he'll begin to start giving you more clarity. And God says you'll begin to, even your revelation will begin to extend itself, and you'll begin to see more.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Tomorrow for a donation.
You're welcome. God bless you.
Bye.
Bye-bye. All righty. Caller, you're at 7921.
Hi, Prophet Kyle. How are you?
Good. Who's speaking?
My name is Cecily.
Jessily?
Cecily.
Cecily, okay. And where are you calling from, Cecily?
I'm calling from Ann Arbor, Michigan.
Okay. Well, how can I help you?
I just wanted to just have prayer for myself as well as just the things that God desires to do through me in this year.
Okay. First thing I heard for you, Cecily, I kept hearing a notary. You know how a notary, they basically identify and endorse that somebody is who they say that they are. God says that's how you're going to be in the spirit realm, that you're going to be one that you endorse the things, and you're able to identify what God is doing in the spiritual realm. And the Lord says that this is going to be very, very valuable, because the Lord said, I don't know if you go to a church or where you are now, but God says where you're going to be serving, God is really going to begin to start moving by his spirit in a lot of different ways. And it's going to be so different and so new that it's like there'll be a need for clarity, because some people will be tempted to say, oh, well, that's not God, because God only does it this way. Or, oh, no, this is not God, because God would only do it this way. But God says you're going to be that one you're going to be like a notary, where you'll endorse those things that are spiritual. And you'll be able to bring clarity and say, hey, you know, this is from the Lord. You know, you can find this in this scripture. This is of the Lord, because this is in alignment with this or that. And you're going to be one that's going to bring great clarity. I also see God bringing you closer to a relationship, some relationship that you've been seeking the Lord about. God says that's going to happen towards the middle of this year. That's going to all come together. God says that I'm anointing you in different types of writing skills. God says I've given you some skills in writing, and God says you're going to be doing some stuff working in writing as well. And God says that your faith, that I'm strengthening you, and I'm strengthening your faith. And God says I'm going to cause you to begin to believe me for some things that others are going to think is crazy. You know, and so the Lord says really be selective, you know, on who you share stuff with, because God says, you know, there are going to be some dream killers. And you know, and they're basically, their main assignment is to those things that you've had in your heart to do. They'll be the people that say, no, you can't. So the Lord says be kind of selective. God says you'll have those people that you can share with, but God says be selective, you know, on who you share, because everybody and I hate to share this with you, but the Lord has wanted me to tell you this. Everybody around you is not necessarily for you.
Yes,
so
sure.
just be careful on who you share your dreams with. You know, sometimes a dream is like a baby. It has to be an incubator for a while until it gets to the point to where it's strong enough to live on its own. Sometimes if you share a dream too soon with people, they'll kill it. You know,
right.
so just be careful in that area. But all is well for you in this season.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
You're welcome, and thank you for calling, Sisla.
Yes, sir.
Bye-bye. Okay, next caller, you're at 1907.
Yes, hello.
Hello.
Hi, my name is Dale. I'm calling from North Carolina.
Hey.
Hey.
How's it going in North Carolina?
It's going pretty good.
It's good. Well, how can I help you, Dale?
Yes, I've been seeking the Lord on a lot of things, and I've been meditating on some of the things that has been in my spirit, and just want to see, get some confirmation on some things and see if God reveals some things to you on some prayers that I've been praying on.
Okay. Okay. Well, I know. What's your name again?
Dale.
Dale. Okay. Dale, the Lord wants you to know that change is about to take place. God says, I'm going to move you. I even see, your location of worship changing. I see you, your job changing. I see a lot of things changing in your life. You know, and the Lord says that this is a time for you to just go ahead and step out. God says, just like Peter stepped out on the water and he said, Lord, bid me to come, and if it's you, and the Lord said, come on. And that's what the Lord is saying to you now. He's saying, just come on. God says, I'm going to make sure that you do not fail. I'm going to make sure that you don't falter. God says, I will hold you up with my word. The Lord says that I've given you some things to do. And the Lord says that, yes, I am challenging your faith. But God says, know that I'm going to be right there with you. And God says, I will not allow you to fall. I will not allow you to falter. Because God says that there is something that I have in store for you. And God says that there's only one way that you can get it is for you to go ahead and cross on over to the other side. So the Lord says, just go ahead and put one foot in front of the other. God says that the way has already been made before you. God says, I've already sent my angels to do the work on your behalf. And God says, I'm going to catch you. God says that, you've been working really, really hard at trying to make some improvements in areas of your life. And God says that I see that. And God says, because you've made that earnest effort to step out in faith on me, God says, I'm not gonna allow you to fall. You know, it's just like a baby makes the effort to start walking. And if the baby falls, the father is not disappointed. All he does is just pick the baby up and help him start back walking again. And the Lord says, that's how it would be with you. God says, if you fall, God says, I'll catch you. And I'll make sure that you where you need to be. So the Lord says, don't worry about, okay. Lord says, then you've got these people around you, and they're like, no, you don't need to be doing this. God wouldn't do it this way. If it was just really God, it would do this way. God says, forget all that. God says, I'm doing something new in you. And God says, it's just like Abram, when I told him to get away from his family and go to a country that he had never gone to. He had no knowledge of where he was going. But the Lord says he stepped out in faith and he walked. And as he walked, he understood the pathway. And God says, that's how to be with you. God says, you just step out. And God says, as you take one step, I'll allow you to take two. And as you take two, I'll allow you to take four more. Because God says, I'm going to make sure that you don't fail. Because I'm with you. And the Lord says, I will never leave you. I'll never forsake you. And I've got you right here in the palm of my hand, and I'm going to make sure that everything that you touch prospers and turns to gold, says the Spirit of the living God. So, Father,
Amen.
We thank you.
Thank you.
We
Amen.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Jesus.
You know, one thing I share with a lot of people, the Lord's prompted me to share with you, you know, I'm a firm believer in that scripture where it says, write the vision, make it plain. Although it may take a while, it will come to pass. Writing the vision down is extremely important. And it's something supernatural that takes place when we write things down. You know, I think about in Revelations, all those places in Revelations, you know, the angel or the Lord would admonish John, write it down, write it down, write it down, write it down,
mm-hmm.
and say, for it will surely come to pass. And it's something supernatural about us writing down our visions, because as we begin to write those things down, heaven and earth literally begins to move on our behalf to see those things come to pass. So you write down your vision of what you want to accomplish, and you'll see little
mm-hmm.
by little as the year goes by, those things that you wrote down that you were believe in the Lord for, you'll see those things come to pass.
I believe that, and I'm going to do that. And thank you so much.
But you have such a kind and a sweet spirit to the Lord, and the Lord is going to make sure that whatever it is that you believe in for, he's going to see to it that those things manifest on your behalf. So you be encouraged.
Thank you so much, man of God.
You're welcome. Have a good evening.
You too.
Bye-bye. All righty. It seems like there's never enough time. I'm going to take a couple more, though. 6776, you're live and on the air. Prophet Kyle.
Yes, my name is Sharon. I'm calling from
Sharon.
Texas.
Hey, how's it go in the Lone Star State?
Well, it's right. It was raining a few minutes ago.
Okay,
but it's a little cool down here. But we're getting through the weather. Yeah.
Praise God. Okay, how can I help?
Just want to know what the Lord is saying to me for the year 2016, and
okay.
I just want prayer to dream more. I've been dreaming. But I'm not dreaming like I used to. But the dreams
okay.
that God have allowed me to dream these days is coming to pass rather quickly.
Good.
So that's what I want. I just
want
to know what the Lord is saying. Yeah.
Okay, Sharon. So, Father, I thank you, Lord, for sharing. And, Sharon, the Lord says, great is our faithfulness. Great is your faithfulness, the Lord says, for you have been faithful to my word and you've been faithful to what I've given you. And God says, this is a season where I'm going to bring promotion, says the Lord. For the Lord says that all of these years that you've gone through and the situations that you have encountered, they've been all to prepare you for such a time as this. The Lord says that there is a pastor's anointing upon your life. And the Lord says there will come a time where you will be pastoring a flock. And the Lord says that these flock of people, many of them will be people who have been hurt and who have been wounded by the church. But the Lord says that you will bring them back into my fold and you will bring them back to me. And you will bring healing through your love and through your compassion. And the Lord says that many of the things that you've experienced, you've been hurt and it's been as though your heart has been broken, the Lord says. But the Lord says, as it's been broken, God says, I have filled it with my compassion. And the Lord says you are one that you are full of my compassion. And the Lord says sometimes you look at things and you see how things are and you just you begin and you weep because you see the unrighteousness and how things are and how people are treated. But the Lord says, oh, hallelujah. But the Lord says, Sharon, I'm going to put into your hand a rod of righteousness. And the Lord says you will take that rod and you will strike the earth and it will bring righteousness in situations. God says, I'm putting a rod of righteousness in your hand. And the Lord says you will speak and you will decree things and justice will begin to execute itself, says the Lord. The Lord says, I'm raising up judges. And when I say judges, I'm not talking about people that criticize and complain and find fault, but I'm raising up judges who will judge unrighteousness and will cry for my justice. And as they cry for justice, the very nature, the very barometer of things will begin to change, because unrighteousness will be struck down. And the Lord says, you will be one of those who I will use as a judge who will judge unrighteousness. And the Lord says, you will make prophetic declarations. And when you make these declarations, justice will begin to pour out, and a spirit of righteousness will begin to pour out, and the very spiritual climate and situations will change, whereas people have been restricted, have been mistreated, have been done wrong. Righteousness will begin to take place, and they will begin to experience a recompense of reward, says the Lord. So the Lord says, get ready, get ready, get ready, get ready. For the Lord says that you will even begin to execute this rod of righteousness, not only in the lives of others, but God says it's going to even begin to take place in your own life. For the Lord says, as you cry out for justice, and even in your own situations, God says you're going to begin to see justice begin to take place. And God says many people, they think of justice as being merely for the judgment of sin, but the Lord says, I also execute justice on behalf of my children, so that they can receive a great recompense of reward. And the Lord says, so shall it be in your life, as the Lord says, because the Lord says there will come a time when you're going to be leading a great army of people, and you're going to have the responsibility of leading my people out of some situations. And God says they're going to come out, and they're going to come out as pure gold, says the Spirit of the living God. So, Father, I thank you so much for sharing, and I thank you, Lord, for the teaching, the preaching, and the pastoral gift that you've placed upon her. And I thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Thank you. I am a minister, and I am getting ready to step out into some things. So you're pretty well accurate tonight, and I just give God all the glory for you tonight.
Amen. You're a pastor. The Lord says you're a pastor. You've been called to pastor a flock of people. Amen.
Amen.
God bless you. Amen.
God bless you.
Amen. God bless you. Bye-bye. All righty. I'm going to I'll do one more. 8249.
Hello.
Hey.
How are you?
I'm well. Who's speaking and where are you calling from?
This is Tierra calling from Detroit, Michigan.
Okay, Tierra from Detroit. How you doing?
I'm all right. I was just calling because the job I have now, it's a blessing, but I'm just believing God for something better, and I just don't feel like I belong there.
Okay. And you said your name is Tierra?
Oh, Sierra.
Sierra. Okay, so let's pray. We're going to pray for a better job then. Amen?
That's right.
Amen. God said he'll give us jobs and better jobs, raises and bonuses, settlements, estates, inheritances, interest and income. Amen. Father, we thank you, Lord, for Sierra. Lord, this is a faithful woman of God who is a faithful tither and a faithful giver. And, Lord, she is giving earnestly into the things of God, many times sacrificially. And, Lord, now she's coming to you asking for a better job, grateful for what you've blessed her with, but asking for something better. And so, Father, we just ask, Lord Jesus, you would just open up the door and give her something better, Lord, so that she can do even more for the kingdom. She'll have more resources, more finances. And I thank you for it. I thank you for it. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord. I thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen. 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 Amen.
Thank
so, you. Father, we thank you. And, you know, just begin to thank the Lord for your new job. And if you find something that interests you, you know, pray over it. And and God will lead you. I see by September, And I'm not saying it'll take that long, but by September you'll be in another career. By September you'll be in another career. So make sure you call back and give your testimony. But I'm sensing like around September you're gonna move into another career. And is your mother still living?
Yes, she is.
Okay. He just asked me to ask about your mother. How's she doing?
She's been fine.
Okay, okay. And what's her name?
Cindy.
Okay, Father, we just thank you, Lord, for Cindy. We ask, Lord Jesus, that you just watch over her. Lord, she's got a lot of things going on in her life right now. Lord, we just ask that you just do a divine organization of things so that things work out better for her. She's been challenged in a lot of different areas, but I thank you, Lord, you're going to smooth those rough places and make the crooked places straight. And we thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen.
In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord.
You're welcome. Hey, thank you so much for calling.
Well, thank you. Have a good night.
You too. Bye-bye. Okay, I'm going to open up one more phone line. I know I keep saying. 7193, you live and on the air.
Oh, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I was praying you would take one more call.
Okay.
Praise Him. I'm glad it was me.
Okay, how can I help you?
I just want to see what the Lord has for me for this year. I'm believing for quite a few changes. It's been a rough past year, and I just want to hear what the Lord would say to me for this year.
Okay, and what's your name?
Ann from Maryland.
Okay, Ann. Okay. Father, I thank you, Lord, for Ann. Ann said, and the Lord is saying, call those things that be not as though they were. God says, begin to start looking at your situations and begin to start calling them as you would like to see them, not as how they certainly are right now. Because the Lord says, as you speak and you decree what it is that you desire to see, the Lord says you'll begin to see the manifestation take place in your life. God says, I'm working out that relationship. God says, I'm working that situation out. God says also to in your resources, I'm gonna make that work that's gonna work itself out as well. God says you've been really the past season has been like pruning. You know, scripture says that when a tree doesn't bear for fruit, you know, you cut it down. But when the tree is bearing for fruit, then you prune it, you know, so that it'll bear forth much more fruit. And the Lord says that's what's been going on in your life in this season, is that you actually have been in a pruning period where it's not that you weren't fruitful, but that He was pruning away so that you can bear forth more fruit. And God says you're going to begin to start bearing forth more fruit, because God says He's gracing you with a new level of prosperity. And God says that prosperity is going to cover you in this season. So the Lord says, don't worry about what you see, but just know that you know that God's got you in every way. And God says you're going to see the increase in the manifestation of His favor take place in your life, says the Spirit of the living God.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much. I received it all. I needed that word. Thank you, and God bless you.
God bless you. All right, good people, I love you guys so much. If you're not on my mailing list, go ahead and go to my website and subscribe. I'm going to be sending out an email, kind of bringing some clarity about the things I've been sharing with you exclusively on the blog talk concerning 2016, along with some ways in which you can access, you know, the blessings of God, because God is restoring His body, and He is increasing His body, and He is bringing a new blessing to His body in this season. So just subscribe to my newsletter, and I'll be sharing with you some ways in which God can bless you and allow you to move forward in this season. Amen. I love you all so much, and I look forward to spending time with you again next week on Beauty for Ashes. God bless you. Bye-bye.